at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo. One of the organizations that's been very involved in numerous ways is the National Biodiesel Board. And with me here in this interview is Joe Jobe, who is the executive director for the National Biodiesel Board. And Joe, why don't you first of all tell us how and why NBB is involved in the Clean Cities Congress.
The Clean Cities program is one of the only alternative fuel programs that the federal government has been supportive of historically that has demonstrated clear results. They have folks on the ground, Clean Cities coordinators, that are gathering networks of groups and stakeholders in communities to get school buses on cleaner burning alternative fuels and municipal systems and get pumps and infrastructure, and they're accomplishing it. And although the government is talking a lot about the need to do something about high fuel prices and reducing our imports, our imported petroleum, the one program that has been successful, the support is waning. And so the National Biodiesel Board has been a supporter of Clean Cities for many, many years. We will continue to be, and we need to get some folks together and get that program increased in support.
What are some of the ways that you're involved here at the Congress this year?
Well, it's about educating and educating the public. One of the main themes that is recurring at this conference that I'm glad to see that people have embraced is that there is no silver bullet solution to our energy problems. People tend to focus on, well, what's the thing? What's the transportation fuel that's going to take us to the next level and completely displace gasoline, completely displace diesel fuel? And the answer is simple. There isn't one. There isn't a single replacement. It's going to take a diversified portfolio of energy options. The National Biodiesel Board, obviously, we're about biodiesel, and we believe we're very well positioned. There was a tax credit that went into effect that helps make biodiesel competitive with diesel fuel, and it is right now. A year and a half ago, there were 22 plants producing biodiesel. Now there are 65 plants in the country producing biodiesel. There are 50 more under construction. There's fuel being sold, and it's getting into the marketplace. We're doubling and tripling production every year. So it is catching on, and it is a phenomenon that is powerful. Biodiesel will not completely displace diesel fuel, but if, for example, we can replace 5% of the on-road diesel fuel market, we can replace the same amount of diesel fuel that's refined from crude oil that we get from the country of Iraq in a single year. It's 1.85 billion gallons of diesel fuel is refined from Iraqi crude. That would amount to 5% of our on-road diesel fuel usage. If we could get that with biodiesel, we would go a long way toward the president's goal that he laid out in his State of the Union, which is a 75% reduction petroleum imports from the Middle East. So it's going to take all of it. It's going to take ethanol and biodiesel, energy conservation, the other alternative fuels of compressed natural gas and propane and wind and solar and all of those things. We have to diversify our energy portfolio.
Anything else that you would want people to know is about what National Biodiesel Board is doing and working on in terms of priorities here in this next year?
The tax credit that went into effect expires in 08. We have a major effort underway to get that extended. We'd like an extension far into the future, but there's a bill that would extend it to 2010, which is what it was originally supposed to do. That syncs it up with the ethanol tax credit. So that's one of our main priorities. Another main priority that we have, we are an industry under such explosive growth right now that we are preaching and promoting quality fuel, and we have a quality program. It's called BQ 9000. It's a quality management system like ISO 9000, so that buyers, distributors can look for the BQ 9000 labels, because with this rapid of growth, there's likely to be some poor quality fuel get into the marketplace, and there's no place for that. Everybody has to take part and ask for and demand quality fuel that meets the specification.
Well, thank you very much. And reporting here from the Clean Cities Congress and Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.